You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The Occupy Wall Street action is now in its fourth week, and the movement is gaining momentum with actions all across North America and Europe. The people continue to occupy Liberty Plaza near Wall Street in Lower Manhattan, demonstrating that the 99% will no longer tolerate the greed and corruption of the 1%. Zaid Sifri is an independent journalist. He lives in New York City and has been going to Wall Street since the occupation began, and he joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Zaid.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Can you update us on the current situation at Occupy Wall Street?
Okay, so I haven't been down in a few days, but basically every day the numbers vary from hundreds to thousands, depending upon what's happening at the park. So yesterday morning at the action that happened to prevent Bloomberg's attempt to shut it down, there were, according to friends of mine who were there, there were definitely thousands. And so whenever there's a march, there's probably more near to thousands of people who are there.
I was going to say, tell us a little bit more about that action to shut it down by Mayor Bloomberg. What happened there?
So what I understand is that Bloomberg had has basically attempted to shut the protest down or the occupation down by saying that you know, that they need to go and clean the park because it's been occupied by, you know, the protesters or whatever. First of all, the park is like pretty clean, especially considering that there's an entire sanitation committee that's just like works basically all the time to make sure that it's not dirty. And it's also a tactic that was used in other places, I think in Spain, to basically evict the occupiers or the protesters. So what happened was Bloomberg had planned to send a bunch of police officers down yesterday at 7 a.m., and then there was an emergency call to get as many people as possible down there by 6 a.m. And, you know, a lot of people showed up, and I have some friends who were not very involved to begin with, but for this, they, you know, they just put all their energy into it, and they went and they ended up preventing the attempted eviction just by with sheer numbers. So it was in the thousands, and it was spilling outside of the park, according to my friends.
What's your impression of the kind of political conversations that are happening at Occupy Wall Street? What kind of problems are people focusing on what kind of solutions are being explored?
So there is, on one level, it is very very diverse. So there's not, much agreement on specific solutions. There is agreement on, in very general ways, that one of the biggest problems is the debt, you know, credit card debt, student debt, etc., all sorts of debt. That's one of the biggest concerns. And so one of the things has been about canceling the debt. It's been one of the chances has been about canceling the debt. There's also been a fairly present anti-war sort of dialogue that's been mostly about, you know, if you end the wars, you're going to have more money for domestic issues, which is true. But so that's broadly what people have been talking about.
Generally speaking, what's your impression of the style of organizing being used by the Occupy Wall Street movement?
So it's a very open forum, in a sense that it's centered around the general assemblies that are basically open for everyone to come and, you know, talk. If you're put on the stack, you go and you say, I want to be put on stack, I have this specific issue to discuss. It's facilitated by people who are basically trained to facilitate the general assembly and, you know, allow for this very sort of like direct democracy form to take place. So in form, it's very inclusive and very democratic. I think in the future, if other actions were to happen in New York, I think it'll either evolve in a more organized fashion. It's very organized right now, but I think people's experiences will definitely show them, you know, how to make it even more organized and more effective. And but currently, the scale of it allows it to be very effective. But if it was to grow more, I think it would have to be, they're going to rethink and probably look at different ways of making it as inclusive and as democratic. But practically speaking, of course, there have been some people I've spoken to have been complaining of that it's there's some sense of, there's some sort of exclusive sort of push there. Some people have been saying, well, this is dominated by white males, the movement, and like as a lot of activism has been in the historically in America. There is like some truth to that. I think that the form, at least in theory, it has the capacity to overcome sort of that the issue of the forum being dominated by one type of voice, I guess, and one type of agenda.
Do you see it as an inclusive occupation?
On a personal basis, I think it is inclusive. It requires a bit of incentive and action on a person to participate in an active way. But it is definitely, I mean, it's for me, the way I look at it, it's a very American movement. It's obviously because it's in New York City, and my personal, issues are more with American foreign policy. That's what I mostly focus on, and American imperialism. So that's, that's a more, I guess, it's a thing that impacts the world on a broader level. So in a way, that's like that agenda is present, but it's not directly present. So for me, I guess, that's one aspect why I would not immediately be like drawn to the movement to participate with certain forums. But otherwise there are many different groups that act within the larger Occupy Wall Street occupation. For instance, there's like a people of color group, and there's safe spaces groups, and these groups, they all have their own sort of intentions and agendas. So in that sense, under the larger umbrella, there is space. But the center dialogue is mostly about the credit debt and that issue, basically.
Now, some participants have said that they're using the revolutionary Arab Spring tactic to achieve their goals. What is your response to that statement?
So I think tactically there perhaps are similarities between the two, but I think that the broader and more significant similarity rests in the emergence of basically a grassroots political movement that believes in the capacity of mass civil protest. So this is, in that sense, it's not limited to the Arab Spring, but more broadly to the current, I guess, global rise in this faith and civil protest. So I think, in a sense, the similarities are better viewed in a symbolic manner or in the global context of the rise of this sort of progressive grassroots movement. Because, I mean, Egypt, for instance, the specific situation in Egypt and the specific situation in the America and New York more specifically are very different. And, of course, that needs to be acknowledged, and most people would acknowledge that. So on a tactical level, I think it's difficult to draw a comparison between the two, insofar as, for instance, in Egypt, you have the scale of it was much larger. The majority of the country, vast majority of the country, was out on the streets. New York, for various reasons, because of its overall socio-political economic circumstance, is different. It can't have you can't expect the exact same sort of reaction. So on that level, I think it's difficult to make an effective comparison between the two. At the same time, I was not in Egypt, so I don't have a more sophisticated way to tell you what the similarities or differences would be on an organizing level. But I think broadly it's the similarity rests in the fact that it's part of a global movement, a global resurgence in progressive movements with, different agendas, but with a sort of sense of solidarity.
How do you think Occupy Wall Street might change American politics in the long run?
So I think in the long run, what will be uh, what I hope to see in the long run from not only American politics, but I think more generally, this is another general consequence of, I guess, a global resurgence of this sort of politics, is the creation of a new generation, a revitalization of a generation, or politicization of a generation. Specifically for America, for New York, this is, I think, it's imperative. As a student in New York, I noticed the amount of involvement, student involvement in politics is kind of limited. There's not that much student involvement in politics, but I've seen in front of, you know, with friends of mine, you know, suddenly they're joining sort of the movements, or they have opinion and they care. So I think in the long run, that's the most effective thing that could happen would be to build another generation or politicize another generation to continue sort of fighting for whatever cause they believe in, progressive cause, whatever specific causes they will be. So in a sense, in my eyes, the occupation on Wall Street, its immediate political goals may or may not be achieved, but I think that this experience for individuals who are out here, who go down to Wall Street, who experience the energy, which is unlike any other energy I've experienced at a political or grassroots political mobilization in New York. I mean, I think it's an incredible experience for people in this city to be part of.
Out of the month that you've been participating, is it possible to pull out something that would be a highlight for you?
I think about a week ago I went on a march, which was basically a merging of unions and student movements and, you know, everyone, whoever else, in support of Occupy Wall Street, and there were thousands of people there. Last estimate I heard was like five plus thousand was like the lowest estimate. Just the amount of people that were there and the amount of people who were involved and interested was incredible for me, because I've never seen anything like that in New York, and I've lived in New York for about 4.5 years now. So I think that would have been, that's definitely the highlight for me. Others will probably tell you that yesterday morning was the highlight, because that was actually a battle that they fought and won, whereas the march was mostly just about the experience of being with that many people who are in solidarity with each other and believed in some common cause.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to tell us about it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Zaid Sifri. He's an independent journalist and a participant in the Occupy Wall Street movement in New York City. To read news and updates from the occupation in New York, you can go to occupywallstreet.org.